you know, Terry Ray and I have kids, Ray has kids, and, you know, we're always shoveling money out for one fundraiser or another at our schools. And it's like, you know, it's May. The band competition is December, because the Fiesta Bowl is usually around, you know, New Year's week. Something didn't smell right there. It's like, how do you know? I mean, you know, as it gets closer to December, you could have a big fundraising push. For each kid to raise $400 extra, that's not that hard to do. If you really want to go, you know, between now and December, you got 7 months to raise $400 extra. Really? 7 into 400? What are we talking about here? You know, I was just doing the math in my head. I'm thinking, it's doable. It's tough, but if you really want to go, it's doable. Seems like it's a little early to blow the whistle. Well, our producer, Ray Lopez, wrote further to Melanie, asking questions, you know, like, well, why was the cancellation made? Why were the parents not advised of the cancellation? Because apparently they weren't. Why did the band leader make the cancellation and not the principal? You know, that was the email exchange, and at one point, Melanie Norton wrote back saying, I don't see the productivity in extending this issue any further by going on the air to refute a false claim. That kind of snippiness kind of bothered me. Made my
I know.
Antenna.
You've been stewing on it for hours since we got that email.
You know, we always want to be fair. We always investigate as best we can to get the facts out.
Well, in this particular case, sometimes investigating is getting an email.
Sure.
Well,
yes,
I mean, we did.
Well, that's, you know, we have the unique position where we don't have to spend all our time calling people and not getting answers, but we could just say, hey, who knows stuff out there? People email us, and then we judge the credibility.
Now, we're going to read you this email we got from a listener about an hour or so ago, and she writes, well, he's my teacher, and she's referring to the band director, and he mentioned that you guys were talking about him canceling in Arizona. Basically, what he said was that there was a money issue, so he was unsure about having our band perform at the Fiesta Bowl in the first place. But with the debate and passing of the new Arizona law, that is what confirmed to him to cancel. She writes in parentheses, so the whole money thing wasn't completely a lie, kind of.
He said that the law is discriminating solely on the color of people's skin. And he finds it ridiculous and basically said he doesn't want anyone in our band to be discriminated against or for anything to happen. Really, though, I'm giving you guys the PG version. He was pretty livid about this. While I'm there trying hard not to say anything because what he was saying was pissing me off, you guys should know it was a money issue that was making him question to go. And the passing of the law set him over the edge.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which kind of sucks because about 90% of our band is conservative. I can't say we were all too happy. So we've got somebody, some student.
The mole.
Who's got this guy as a teacher.
We talked about this.
And I think because we called Kristen back on, the spokeshole with the Hotel and Lodging Association, and she was on 2 hours ago with us. And she stood by her story. She said that she gets calls from hotel sales associates only when a cash cancellation is made explicitly because of the immigration law. So this band director from Temecula, from Great Oak High, apparently explicitly said this to the hotel sales associate, who then called Kristen to add it to the list because Kristen is trying to keep track, obviously, of the economic damage. So she stood by her story. She says, they don't call me unless the issue comes up. And they don't ask about the issue. Only it has to be volunteered by the person canceling the hotel reservation. Now we have confirmation from somebody, I guess in the band, who says, yeah, the band director at Great Oaks went off about this. And while the money was an issue, nobody had made a decision. And that makes sense to me because, like I said, it's only May. Why cancel something that's not happening till December when each kid only has to raise a few hundred extra dollars? So, it appears that Melanie Norton and the rest of the officials at this high school in Temecula are not telling the truth. That this band director, without asking the kids and without asking the parents, and I guess, I don't know if he cleared it with the principal, decided that, okay, that settles the issue. Because and discriminating solely on the color of people's skin? Well, if he believes that, he's lying. He's wrong. Read the bill. it says specifically that the police cannot detain you solely on the color of your skin. In fact, it can't be considered. It can't be considered. They revised it with an amendment that says it cannot be considered. The color of the skin cannot be considered. I can't say it any more plainly. And the idea that the police, the sheriff's deputies, were going to arrest California kids in the Temecula Band at the Fiesta Bowl competition? Really? If all this is true, you have one hot-headed, crazy, radical band director who's just ruined the experience for all the kids.